This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. One of the things Congress will be working on when they return from their August recess will likely draw the attention of Washington cattlemen. An amendment in the Interior Appropriations Bill calls for removing gray wolves from the list of endangered species.
My hope is that through delisting, we will have a better method of controlling and dealing with the wolves so that it minimizes the impact on our livestock producers.
U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the bill has momentum, but there's still a lot of work left to be done.
We have a lot of support for the issue. As you see, it did pass in the Interior Appropriations Bill. Now it still has to get through the Senate, and that is unfortunately a steeper hill to climb than it is in the House.
Newhouse says it's going to take a lot of convincing.
And so it will be up to us here in my office, but also to my constituents, to make sure that they communicate with our senators, both Cantwell and Murray, on how they feel about the delisting issue and help them understand the cost of the situation we have now and the need for us to delist and better manage the wolf populations.
Newhouse says the bill also includes priorities for wildfire prevention and mitigation and preservation of the critical North Cascades smoke jumper base in Winthrop.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.